In loving memory of Major Elmer W. Ellsworth, United States Army Air Corps, 1942-1946, and Helen Solberg Ellsworth, United States Army Arctic, Desert, and Tropic Information Center, 1942-1945, who faithfully served their country in a different hour of need. A note from the author. This is a book about how we almost lost our country. For 12 precarious months in 1864 and 1865, the fate of the United States of America lay in the balance. Some of this story you may already know. Other parts will likely be new to you. They certainly were to me. For the Civil War was not just a conflict between armies and generals, but a fight for the very soul of the nation. It was fought by men and women, the famous and the infamous, the free and the unfree, on battlefields and in cities, in trenches and in hospitals, and in a red brick theater located less than 6 blocks from the White House. Our story begins in Washington in the spring of 1864. The war is 3 years old. The curtain rises. Act 1. Chapter 1. Something Big. Hardly anyone could understand the boy. Clad in his child-sized Union Army uniform, complete with shiny brass buttons, epaulettes, and a silk sash, he cut a striking first impression. But his words, such as they were, came out as a flood of toneless syllables, inverted consonants, and dropped vowels. Deer became day, crook was took, and Mrs. was mumbled as myth. "He had his own language," recalled one of the bodyguards. Only there was more. 3 weeks past his 10th birthday, Tad Lincoln still could not read, write, or dress himself, and he had such a hard time chewing that his food had to be mashed or chopped ahead of time. He was still grieving the loss of his older brother, Willie, to typhoid 2 years earlier, while his mother, beset with worries that she might lose him as well, had pulled him out of school. As a result, Tad wasn't just the president's youngest son. He was also a deeply lonesome boy growing up in the most famous house in America. Sensitive and highly emotional, Tad loved the men of the Pennsylvania Bucktails, the infantry regiment assigned to guard the executive mansion and the War Department, whom he sometimes drilled on the back lawn or marched through the White House. But he was also more than a little mischievous. Once, he harnessed a pair of goats to an upturned wooden chair and, like a miniature Roman charioteer, drove them into the middle of a formal reception being held in the East Room. During cabinet meetings, Tad would burst into the room unannounced, give his father a furious hug, and then dash out again while the exasperated Secretary of War, Edwin M. Stanton, the veins in his neck straining at his collar, sputtered on about what an outrage such behavior was. No vase, window, or piece of furniture was safe when Tad was on a tear. He could also be sweet and kind. Tad often borrowed a few coins from James Holliday, the White House carpenter, to give to a poor man or woman out on Pennsylvania Avenue. Late one afternoon, he invited a gang of street children to share his dinner. The cook, it was said, tried to shoo them away, but Tad appealed to his father, who said they could stay. He also possessed an uncanny way with animals. There was never a stray dog or cat that he couldn't befriend, while his own personal White House menagerie included a dog named Jip, two cats,